The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, as we mentioned just there, the weather has improved and crowds have flocked to Dublin city streets, with some enjoying drinking places such as Drury Street and Fade Street. And this has prompted one Dublin city councillor to call for anti-drinking signs to be erected in areas around the city to discourage public drinking. And I am joined now by that independent councillor of Dublin City Council, Manox Flynn. Good evening to you, Manox. Tell us what you're looking for and why.
Well, this is a request that's come from the residents in the area and indeed the businesses in the area, because they're sick and tired of people showing up on the street having acquired alcohol from off licenses and supermarkets and sitting down and drinking the alcohol on the street to such an extent that pedestrians who are going about their normal business can't get down the streets on very sunny occasions. People cannot get in and out of the shops. And you saw what happened on St. Patrick's Day, where the street was literally catastrophic. You couldn't move in the street. Not even the guards could get down the street. And as I said, you know, the issue is that it's unlawful to drink on the street unless you're actually at a licensed premises or a premises that's designated outside drinking area, which is managed and looked after. And everybody, if someone gets into difficulty, the publicans can look after them. But when Drury Street and the likes of Fade Street and St. William Street, and indeed the canal areas which we had last year, catastrophic issues up there near Charlemont Street, where you had huge crowds gathering in the summer. And they're very welcome. But once you throw alcohol, take away alcohol into the equation, then on top of that, then the drug dealers come along. There's a whole issue going on here where alcohol has been delivered by various people on bicycles and sold onto the streets. And it results in a situation where the businesses can't operate. The businesses tell me that their take is down 25%. There's a new restaurant on the street there, Saul Restaurant, which had a huge problem over the past while. Customers were simply walking out. People could not get to the hotel rooms and people couldn't get to the shops. So I'm simply looking for ordinary everyday signs that are on the street which will say it's prohibited to drink on the street in a public place, in the same way as you would clean up after your dog if it did its dirt in a public place, or the way you wouldn't throw litter onto the street. It's just basically public order. Instead, what we have is we have a problem in the area adjacent to this
it's right down the road from us here.
From here. But you wouldn't even get that in Temple Bar. And Temple Bar is known for its drinking. There's nobody sitting down in large groups in Temple Bar onto the street consuming alcohol till all hours of the night. I think we have probably maybe three people living in the area now because the rest have moved out. Now, if you want a city that's going to be vibrant, where people are living over the shops, they certainly are entitled to a good night's sleep. And that is not happening. Equally, the catastrophic impact is happening on the flats up at the top here, which is Mercer Street and York Street flats. It also impacts on those particular streets.
Because those
Well, in the sense that the noise is one aspect of it. And the other aspect of it is the some of these people bring in their own electronic equipment and are basically having a gig on the street. And also in relation to when they are leaving the area, they're inclined to roar and shout. But even more so then is that there's no laboratory for these individuals, so they're using the whole neighbourhood as a laboratory. Now, you work here, so
you are
able to see what's going on in the particular area. And then on top of that, 40 tonne of rubbish was taken off these streets, a huge amount of rubbish. I have all the videos of Drury Street and St. William Street. So these people were all young in the main, and I wish them well, and I certainly want to see them having a good time. But you have to be responsible. And as I say,
where do you want to see them having a good time, Manox?
Well, I want to see them having a good time in the city, and I certainly don't want to see them having a situation where they are actually breaking the law. It is unlawful to drink on the streets of Dublin. It's as simple as that. The law is very clear on that particular matter. And during Gay Pride and the likes of this, I've got plenty of footage where Garda Síochána O'Connor went around in Gay Pride last year and took the drink off the people and poured it down the street. Even in St. Patrick's Day, down in Temple Bar, I've got footage of Garda Síochána O'Connor stopping individuals, taking the alcohol off them, pouring it down the drains. It is unlawful. And I want to see people having a good time in the city, but I want to see it being organised like an event. So what's happening here is that through internet and through your social media, they're gathering for these particular parties, and it's almost entirely difficult to manage that situation.
I don't think you actually need to have anything to do with social media to go drinking on Drury Street. Everyone knows it's sort of like a venue. A few things. First of all, if I could, I might suggest that calling it catastrophic is a bit of hyperbole. But also, the idea that we would put up signs that sort of say down with this kind of thing, I can only imagine the number of selfies people will be taking beside them. Would it not be better to provide bins rather than signs?
This is not about bins. This is not about rubbish. This is about drinking on the street, which is illegal to drink on the street. The signs simply inform...
You are allowed to drink outside licensed premises, and there are several licensed premises.
Only on licensed premises.
Drury Street.
Only on licensed premises which have a license where you are drinking, which is managed, which you have insurance. You simply cannot walk the streets of Dublin, or I cannot walk onto Drury Street and sit down and start drinking alcohol.
I accept that, but there are several licensed premises on Drury Street, many of whom have outside drinking areas.
And there's no problem with that.
We know that. I have another perspective on this. I quite like seeing people drinking in the sunshine down around Drury Street. It's not fully pedestrianised, but it's mainly pedestrianised. There isn't that many venues. We have young people complaining all the time about their venues and places they can go, their nightclubs, etc., closing. This is a nice bit of town. It has a nice old vibe. It is, as you describe, full of hipsters, and I quite like that. And I don't want Dublin to be a cold house to young people. They already can't afford to live in it, half of them. They already can't afford to rent in it or buy in it. If they can come in and have an evening out and a few drinks with their pals in the sunshine, I don't see why this is a big deal.
These people aren't buying the alcohol in the public house and going drinking it. They're buying it in the off license and in the supermarkets, and they're coming along with six packs, sitting on the street without any regard whatsoever for anybody else, including the publicans who've come to me and asked me, could I get signs up? So
yeah,
it's very simple.
And maybe that's true.
What you're advocating is a breaking of the law. What you're telling me
maybe
is that it's okay for young people to go out there and drink on the street and break the law.
They're not buying them in the pubs.
I won't tolerate breaking of the law. It's as simple as that.
Well, that's good to know. But maybe they are, in fact, buying them in the off-licence rather than the pubs. But the very fact that that crowd is gathered there will also increase footfall in the pubs, because people want to take part or want to join in. It's the same
it
during COVID, people want to come in.
Sorry, it's a negative impact on the pub. It's a complete negative. The publicans and the businesses in the area are the ones that came to me and asked me, could I assist them in this matter? The people who own the shops in these streets, which are the clothes shops and the jewellery shops and so on, and the cafes, are saying, we can't get customers in. They're lying across the street here, like out of their minds. Now, it was a bunch of people in tents and in sleeping bags sitting on the street drinking or doing drugs. They'd be moved fairly quickly by Garda Síochána like a shot. But here we have a situation where I'm saying that it's unlawful to drink on the street. The people who have to deal with this want to have a sign saying, yeah, look, there's a sign.
I don't know who's
approached the law.
And I'm not arguing the point on who has approached
you. It's the law, though.
But I do know that there is every chance that there is an uplift in that area too, because the area is considered cool and desirable and hip.
I was born and reared in this area. I know the area left, right and centre. Okay, I know it like the back of my hand. My family live here. I'm from Mercer Street. I represent the area as a public representative. I know it really. It brings nothing to the area other than chaos and drunkenness and dirt and muck and filth.
I don't agree with
urination.
You. And I'm in
but
here every day
it.
As well.
But I see it at 4 o'clock in the morning. I've got to deal with it. I've got to have the corporation
Manix,
sweep
I come
or
out
sweep
of the office
street.
Here every evening at 7 o'clock. I see exactly what you're talking about, and I don't actually agree with you.
Well, that's okay, you don't agree with me, but the point of the matter is, let's not agree or disagree. The point of the matter is, the law states very clearly you cannot consume alcohol on the street, and then Garda Síochána are obliged to enforce that law, so is Dublin City Council. The simple situation is here, we're not asking for the riot squad, we're simply asking for a sign which says you cannot drink on the street, it is unlawful.
So if I walk
out of my premises, I can say to the individual that's drunk on the street or having that little party saying, there's a sign there, you can't do this. You cannot do this. You cannot drink on the street.
I don't know what the difference is.
You can drink over there in the public house.
Can I just tell you, the texts are coming in. Jo has texted. She said, I was in town on Saturday evening in the sun and I walked down Drury Street. I'm in my 50s. I thought the atmosphere was amazing. All really well-behaved young people having a great time in the sun. The next one, people having a few drinks on William Street and South William Street and Drury Street are doing it because there's nowhere else to go. Nightlife in Dublin has been stripped back massively compared to the noughties. What's left is overpriced and limited. You can't shut down clubs and make nights unaffordable and then criticise people for creating their own social atmosphere. I agree with both of those textures, Max.
Yeah, fine. But you're walking through that street. What about the person who actually works in that street? What about the person who has a shop in that street, the small jewellery shop, where their business is destroyed?
Why
I can walk down there and say,
closed,
it's a great atmosphere outside the Grogan's, great atmosphere outside the Hogan's pub. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
and I love all that. But this isn't about that. This is about a group of individuals.
Sorry, how is somebody whose shop closed at 6 o'clock in the evening, their business is destroyed by people having a drink
because
at 8 o'clock
in
the evening?
Because there's people when it's sunny, excuse me, in the daytime, this is happening in the daytime, in the nighttime, in the evening. This is happening all along. And on a Saturday down there, some days you can't get into the shops. Now, the people who want these signs, and they're simple signs, as I said, we're not talking about sending in the riot squad or the army. We're talking about a simple sign which is basically saying that this is prohibited from happening in this street. Do not consume alcohol in this street.
Do you accept what I said to you at the beginning, that I could see thousands upon thousands of people taking selfies of themselves drinking beside those signs? Because that's what I think most young people will do.
But the law is the law. If you want to change the law, let's change the law and allow drinking on the street. That's fine by me. Then it's no big problem. But the point of the matter is you have to manage that. So thousands of people, or hundreds of young people turn up on the street, they're out of their minds and there's nobody managing them. The publicans who have the law...
I don't think it's fair to say they're all out of their minds.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send on the footage to you and to this organisation so you can actually see what we have. It's footage that is not necessarily available.
I know that there are some people who will be inebriated. I'm not denying that for a minute. But I work here too, and I'm here every single evening, and I see what's going on down there. And in the main, it seems to me to be like a lovely place. I often think, oh, I wouldn't mind going down there myself.
But going down there and spending an hour down there, I walk through it all the time. But I'm talking about the people who have to work there, get in there in the morning time, open the premises. What do they face in the morning when they open the premises? I don't even describe what they have to face in the morning when they open their premises. When they're leaving the premise at night time, if they're taking the stock in, what they have to face, and the drunkenness they have to face, to park a car to get their stock in. So as I said, I'm all on for party. I'm all on for having a good time. I'm all on for having a great city that is vibrant, that works. That's what I work towards. But the situation is, the law is the law, and the people who want a simple sign up on the street saying, all please right, do not consume alcohol on the street, are the publicans and also the business in the area. And I'm here to facilitate that.
Thank you, Manix, for joining us on all that. That is independent councillor with Dublin City Council, Manix Flynn. I would love to know out there what you think about it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.